We're back.
Hi.
This is the second time recording this intro because I got a message and I gave Zoe wide eyes and heavy breathing and made her pause so that we could read the message that we got in a group chat.
But here we are again.
We're back. But the first time for you, but we're back. Anyways, hello. Welcome to episode 27 of Bitching and Whining with Michaela and Zoe. And today it's light. It's sunny. It's hot as hell.
It's so fucking warm.
We're overheating and we're sans AC today. So it's rough. But we decided, since the season is fast approaching, we're going to do an episode about summer.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll talk about all the things that we used to do when there wasn't COVID.
Pre-coronavirus summer is what we used to do. And we're going to give suggestions about post-coronavirus, what we can do now this summer, like appropriate social distancing.
Favorite summer memories.
Oh, I have so many good summer memories.
It's about
to get nostalgic up in here, baby.
So, what are your favorite things that you like to do pre-COVID-19?
Pre-COVID. Well, when I was younger, it was like when I was younger in the summer, we were outside constantly. When I was younger, we didn't have a computer. We had TV and we had like VHS stuff. So that was good.
Yes.
I loved a good Disney movie.
VHS Disney movie.
I have so many. I kept all of them. They're so good.
I love that.
I have a VHS. I kept one.
Oh, yeah. Does it work?
Oh, it sure does, baby.
Oh, we're going to use that.
Hell yeah. when I was younger, it included a lot of outside stuff. But as I got older and I got, you know, a job and stuff like that, I still really enjoy doing anything outside when I can. Like, I love getting hauling. There's nothing that makes me feel better than, like, day prior to going to like the beach or going to the cabin or doing whatever, is going with my friends and we like do a little grocery shop and get all the stuff that we need, and then we pile everything into the car early in the morning. As much as I am not a morning person, there's something about like doing like even a tiny road trip, like an hour or two away from the city to go to the beach or the cabin, and you pile in the car and you drive and it's a good time, and then you get there and you just, it's nice, and you get to relax. And like, you don't feel like any activity where I don't have my phone or anything lingering in the back of my head, because usually when I'm out or even like with some friends, sometimes I'll be still on my phone, still checking my phone, which is a bad habit, by the way. But like, when I'm doing any type of activity where I just like literally forget where my phone is and just don't think about it, those are the type of activities I love. So yeah, like the beach and the cabin, even though I don't have a cabin, I got friends who have cabins. Or you can like, that was one summer I rented a cabin out in Kenora with a group of friends for a week. And that was like one of the best vacations I've ever done. It was so much fun. So yeah, anything where I get to like kind of be outside in nature. I like to wait till like more midsummer though, or like late summer, because right now it's tick season and I'm not about it.
There was a tick in my cousin's bed last night and Uncle had to go get it out of her bed.
I would have lit the house on fire. It's the tick's house now.
How to get it here? Yeah.
Well, even in the city, you can find them.
I don't like... That's like my... You can find them.
If you have tall grass, even in your backyard, sometimes they can shimmy their way onto your bod.
Burn the grass. Just burn the field.
Burn the house. Yeah. It's the tick's house now. Can't.
I hate ticks. They scare me.
For those who don't know what ticks are, they are like a little bug that live in like kind of like the prairies and like the forest areas and in really tall grass. And they essentially like climb onto you and like attach their little head to your skin and suck all your blood. And they're really fucking nasty and gross. And some of them carry diseases like Lyme disease and stuff like that. So you have to be very careful. This is why you tuck your pants into your socks like a nerd.
Even when you're inside.
Even when you're inside.
Is Lyme disease where you have to cut off your limbs if it gets bad? Is that Lyme disease?
I think cutting off your limbs when diseases get bad can be applicable to a lot. But I don't know about Lyme disease.
I thought that was a big thing about Lyme disease.
I have no idea.
You can amputate your limbs.
We're not talking about... I've had enough amputation talk in Tiger King episode, okay? We're not doing any more amputation talk in this episode.
That's fair.
swimming is a good one. Cabins is a good one.
Yes.
Is there any other... activities that I really like to do. Well, now that I'm old enough to drink, I love a good drink on the patio.
Last year,
let's go to Saffron's,
last
baby.
Summer was my sad summer. Michaela was with me at the bar,
and we just drank Long Island iced so teas. Many Long Island iced teas.
You're a good friend.
We go to karaoke in the evenings.
Yeah, that was lots of fun.
The karaoke,
I really liked that. Yeah, night. That was a good night.
That was fun. So those are my favorite activities, is doing stuff like that. I almost forgot, bonfires. There is nothing better than a good bonfire.
We've already been doing some bonfires
where you go inside and your hoodie smells of like bonfire smoke, that like
everybody
woody,
makes
oaky.
S'mores, marshmallows. My auntie didn't ever get to have it because the animals ate it. At Christmas time, I got my auntie a London Fog s'mores set for summertime.
Did you just say the animals ate it?
Yeah, it was under the Christmas tree. And they ripped it open and they ate it. But it was a London Fog s'mores set. It looked and it smelled really good. So
that sounds amazing.
Once markets and the, like, pop-up shops and stuff open again, if they're there, I'm going to get more s'mores.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I'm thinking wieners on the fire.
One what I really want to make?
What?
On a bonfire, you can make pizzas on the bonfire.
That's actually such a good idea. Do you want to have a pizza bonfire?
That'd be really cool.
We'll go to...
it's like a wood fire.
Oh my god, I want pizza now. Okay, that's what we're doing after the episode. We're going to Winners. We're going to get pizza.
Oh my god.
Perfect. Delicious. Chef's kiss. What are your favorite summer activities pre-coronavirus?
I really loved going strawberry picking with my grandma and my cousins.
I totally forgot about that. That's so much fun. Yeah. Berry, in this summer, Manitoba has some amazing berry picking farms.
There's this one.
Strawberry Saskatoon. Have you ever been Saskatoon berry picking?
I haven't.
It's
hell. I think I might have, but it's in the bush in a random place.
Because they're bushes, and then that's usually mosquito season, so it's like really hard, but it's totally worth it because the Saskatoon berries are so good. Raspberry picking. The thing is, for those who don't know, I'm allergic to strawberries. Mm-hmm. So I go strawberry picking and there's this bountiful harvest and I just have to sit there and stare at them because I can't eat them.
There's this really cute farm and they advertise this miniature horse called Peanut. Outside the city of Winnipeg. He has like a underbite, so his bottom jaw sticks out more. And you go and you pick your strawberries and then you go hang out with Peanut after.
Oh my god, me and Peanut hanging, eating strawberries. I'll get hives everywhere.
I actually think my cousin has a banner of Peanut.
Oh my god.
Because they sold like merchandise of
Peanut.
Have
you ever watched Parks and Rec?
No.
They have a little, I think it's a horse in it, and it's like, Sebastian. I think it's Sebastian, and it's like this beloved miniature horse that the county loves.
God.
And that's what it reminds me of.
I love
I think it's called Little Sebastian. Little Peanut.
Little Peanut. But yeah, so strawberry picking, again, bonfires are just swimming.
Nice.
We have friends that have a cabin out in Grand Beach, and when they would come here in the summers from LA, we'd like get to go out there and like hang out the cabin and go swimming at Grand Beach and get like the ice cream cones. But the ice cream soft serve there is huge. Like a small is probably like 6 inches tall, and you can get it covered in rainbow sprinkles. And I think I have a picture.
There is nothing more satisfying than just like a regular vanilla soft serve just doused in rainbow sprinkles. There's
so
nothing more
cute too.
Like, it feels so nice just to be a kid again. for a brief moment.
I remember my cousin got the large size and she literally held it and it just fell off onto the ground at the ice cream stand.
Oh my god.
And they just gave her another one, but
Jesus,
a smaller size.
Let me tell you, working at an ice cream shop is not fun, okay? I used to work
at
an ice cream
shop. Ice cream shop,
no,
so
you don't.
Bad.
No, you don't, because you're constantly sticky and people are angry all the time and they ask you for serviettes even when you don't know what a serviette is. I used to work at an ice cream shop in a small town outside of the city. And I worked during a festival. I worked during Icelandic Festival at Gimli. Mm-hmm. It was so bad. I couldn't reach any of the buckets inside of the freezer with the hard ice cream.
Because you're small.
I was that's even when I was smaller. I'm like 5 foot right now, and I was like shorter back then, so it was just like I have to like climb my body into the freezer. You're doing
your best, man.
And I was constantly covered in ice cream.
Oh, I hated it. My favorite summer thing that I love to do is the Winnipeg Folk Fest, which is not happening this year. Winnipeg, summertime Winnipeg is so great. There's so many music festivals.
There's so much. There's, like, a lot. So even, like, food festivals. We have, like, Manifest and, like, the Sherbrooke Street Festival.
And Jazz Fest has,
and
like...
Jazz Fest. There's, like, a million different cool activities to do in the city in the summer. And I... Listen, I'm going to start crying because I'm so sad that Folk Fest is canceled. I understand why. Everyone needs to be safe, and we need to, you know, do our precautions to make sure that things don't get out of hand. But I am so disappointed. This is my first year camping, and I was really excited.
We were going to have a good time. Winnipeg Folk Fest it's so different, and the people there are my favorite thing, I think, because everybody is so kind and generous and like caring, and like
everyone's like, just there to have like a good ass time,
but like family style too.
Yeah, even like families show up, and it's not just like this is a moment in time. We're gonna talk mad shit about Country Fest, and if you like Country Fest, I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna say it, okay? If I wanted to listen to mediocre country music, sleep in the dirt, possibly catch an STI and do a fuck ton of drugs, I can do it all in the comfort of my own home without spending $500 on a ticket, okay? That's how I feel about country music.
It's true.
I guess some people might feel like some similar sentiments about Folk Fest if they're not fans of folk music, but
it's not just folk music.
I sound like such a douche, but the vibes are different.
It's
really enjoyable. Yeah. Like, you show up and like there's like a bunch of local businesses that sell food, and then there's like even like there's vendors, there's like
there's arts and crafts section. That's like a whole field of
art. It's literally just like almost a week long camp session of creativity, where you just like get to just enjoy yourself, and no one gives a fuck what you look like. Like, it's not like Coachella or any of those other festivals where you have to put so much effort into the
way
that you look.
Nobody gives a fuck what you look like.
There's literally people walking around with their titties out, like no shirts, like
nobody's judging how anybody
looks there. In the evening,
people
like actively streak around, like it's no one cares. You're just there to have a good time and live your great hippie life, and I am being stripped of that. And it makes me sad, but I wholeheartedly understand why, and it's okay. Folk Fest 2021 will be our time, okay?
If I don't get it off, I will quit my job. I like don't care enough about my job.
I'll
to
burn
not
my
go
job down. I don't care. I don't know where I'm gonna be working.
I don't know where I'll be working next year.
But wherever it is, like, I'm telling you preemptively right now, if you don't let me have Folk Fest off, I'm gonna bring your business down.
Like, this summer was awful, so far.
So far, this summer has been absolute garbage for me. A lot's been going on, and a lot of it has not been very nice. And let me tell you, I've had it. But that's okay, because we can do cool social distancing stuff.
Yes.
What are some things that people can... Oh, Zoe's bringing out the notebook, everybody.
I made a list of fun summer social distancing things that we could do.
I have two contributions.
Ten.
Okay, here are my two.
Okay.
Any form of sport or activity that doesn't require you to be close to someone. As I've mentioned in our previous episode, I spent way too much money on buying roller skates, and I have plans with some fellow friends that have bought or have roller skates, and we're going to do a little social distancing skating club.
Yes.
So we're going to, like, learn new things and, like, help each other out, but, like, also, you know, it's an opportunity for us all not to just be up each other's asses and way too close. Also, you can still do the good old-fashioned bonfire. Just, you know, hike those chairs a little farther away from each other. You can still enjoy...
My family's been doing that, and it's like...
Yeah. You can still enjoy a good bonfire, you know, cook the s'mores, cook those weenies, whatever you want, baby. Just don't be so close.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one.
That is a really good one. I also have picnics. Like, if you go on a picnic with somebody, you each bring your own blanket and, like, snacks and drinks.
Social distancing picnic!
And you could just hang out in the park and listen to tunes. Like, I went with some friends and we were in the park for 4 hours and we'd also just, like, lied there and just listened to music.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was really good.
It's, like, it sucks not, like, having to, like, maintain the distance. It's unfortunate. But, like, that doesn't mean you still can't enjoy other people's time.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got on that list?
Thanks for asking. You can do, like, nature walks or hiking or swimming. Just, like...
Yes, activities!
Even if you don't go... Like, you can all go in separate cars or however you want to get there. Or, like, doesn't matter. Go, yeah. like, hiking. Go, like, swimming. Yeah. Go down to the Red River and become a floater. Like,
yeah. It gives you... It now, at least for us here in Canada, I know there is no... Currently, I haven't heard any update to this, but I know there was no... like, you couldn't travel to other provinces. You have to stay within your own province.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has changed or if they're planning to change it, but it really gives you an opportunity to, like, explore your city or yeah. explore your province / state if you live in the States. Like, it gives you an opportunity to, like, kind of take a moment to, like, look around, see what you got going on, or, like so make much. A list of, like, restaurants that you... Oh, shit, I almost knocked my mic over. make a list of, like, restaurants that you want to try if they're not open yet, or even, like, if you live with someone in your house, like, once a week you can have, like a fun night where you go support a local business and get takeout, like... There's things that you can still do. You just have to adjust the way you do them.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking up different hiking paths, and there's this really cool hiking trail that's 2-hour drive from here, and it's like a secret cave tunnel that you could walk through, but it's all greenery, like it's still lit.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it was just like a cave tunnel. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like fun and not like a death sentence.
No, it's like half of it's still lit, like it's a big crevasse and crevasse.
Okay, crevasse, you fancy biatch.
But you can go out there and hike, and like there's other things that you could do out there, like bring a bathing suit, and if there's a lake, just go swim in the lake for a little bit, like just have a good time. I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Now's the time, everybody.
Go be adventurous.
Like, half of the people aren't working.
I'm sending you my Sagittarius spirit. Go be adventurous.
Take advantage of this time. Utilize your time, my Capricorn spirit.
Are you Capricorn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Obviously, we're not telling you that if you aren't utilizing your time, you're trash. Because, you know what? Sometimes you need to lay in bed. It's also a good activity. Play Animal Crossing for the whole day. That's a good one. That's
true. I've known some people doing that.
I have been playing Stardew all day. Let me tell you. I have a kid now.
Oh, my God.
We all know I have a husband.
Yes. I think everybody knows that.
I updated my farm. It's looking so good. I have fish ponds now on my own farm, so I can fish on my own farm. Sorry, I'm getting on a tangent, but my farm is looking great. If anyone... play Stardew on their Nintendo Switch and wants to you know, have a farm with me, we'll build our own farm,
fucking do it,
hit me up. I'll leave my Nintendo Switch online code in the episode description.
Well, know what I thought would be really fun? I really want to do a bunch of like street chalk art.
I haven't done street chalk art since I was like a kid, like, you know, like making like, what's the thing, hopscotch?
Oh, hopscotch.
I would make elaborate hopscotch things on the sidewalk.
I love that.
And I would make them go down way too many houses far, and depending on which way I went, sometimes neighbors, when they would like do their yard work, would like mess it up, and I was like, listen, this is public property, and so you publicly need to be nice to my fucking hopscotch design.
We should do that.
That's like a really good idea.
That'd be really fun. Make like the longest hopscotch.
Hopscotch. And like all the way across the street. All the way from your house all the way to my house.
Oh, we could fucking do that.
A 6-mile long hopscotch.
I've got time. Got nothing but time.
Exactly. Whenever someone asks me like to do something or to be a part of something now, I'm just like, dude, like what the fuck else am I gonna do? I'm unemployed.
got no job.
Oh god, today at the grocery store, I used to do this all the time when I was a kid. When I would go grocery shopping with my parents, we would make this joke about like guessing what the end total would be, like after tax, of how much the groceries were gonna be, and like whoever would get the closest would like get a treat or whatever of some kind. We all end up getting something, but I would get to pick the treat. And now that I'm an adult, if I guess right, my dad wants me to pay the bill. So, like, we had to, like, we were out of a lot of stuff. So, we got a huge grocery. And then we also, because not everyone has a Costco membership. So, sometimes if some people want stuff, we just, like, get them stuff from Costco. So, they don't have to go get their own membership. Anyways, we went to Costco. And my dad was like, okay, guess the total. And I guessed. And I was only, like, $10 off. And he was like, you're the closest. You got to pay. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm unemployed. And the cashier just, like, started laughing. And I was like, it's not funny, ma'am. I'm unemployed. Not all of us work at Costco. We're our employers.
All of us have a job.
Keep our jobs. Oh, my God. I wish I worked at Costco. They get paid so good.
My dad has always told me to go get a job at Costco.
And it's hard.
I don't want to.
Why not? I
want to work somewhere cool.
My mom has always been a part of what my dad likes to call the cult of Costco. Because, like, sometimes I'll catch her watching YouTube videos of just, like, about Costco. Just informative Costco YouTube videos.
What?
And, like, one time she recorded on the PVR a Costco documentary. And I was like, you know what, Mom? I don't blame you. Costco's fucking bomb. So I watched some of these YouTube videos with her. People are talking about Costco. I'm like, this sounds like the best company on the world the way they're talking Costco up. Honestly.
You're gonna go get a job?
Sounds way better than Superstore.
Why don't you apply at Costco?
They aren't hiring. I asked today when I went shopping. Oh, you asked? I was like, hey, are you guys hiring? He's like, I don't think so. And I was like, okay. I really want a job here.
Please. That's so funny.
Let me hang out in the fridge and eat all of the vegetables.
Get cool.
Can't cool.
What are your favorite summer memories? Share with me. Share some with me.
Oh, God. Now I have to rack them out of my brain. So when I was younger, similar to myself, my mom is kind of a germaphobe. This is probably where I get it from. We wouldn't go to, like, lots of kids I knew would go to, like, Splash Mountain and, like, stuff like that, which is a water park here in Winnipeg. But Splash Mountain fucking grosses me out. I can't go there.
Where's Splash Mountain? Do you mean Fun Mountain?
Yep, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Incorrect name. Fun Mountain. Which, by the way, crusty. There was always dead frogs. I found even a rubber glove in the water once. Just, like, there was, like, it was just, oh, it was so gross. I was like, I'm going to catch something being here. Like, when, like, 8-year-old me was like, I'm going to catch something. Can I wear a hazmat suit when I go down the slide? Because, like, the only time I ever went to Fun Mountain was when I would go on a field trip with school, which was, like, maybe once or twice. But my mom would take us to this place called Splash Island, and it was all the way out in Portage la Prairie, which is about an hour away from the city that we live in Winnipeg.
Okay.
And so we would load up the car with, like, all of our pool stuff, our bathing suits, our towels, some snacks, and we would, like, load it up on a really nice day super early in the morning, and we'd make the trip all the way out there, and we would spend all day at the water park. And it was just, like, a really nice water park, and they kept it so fucking clean. That place was so clean. If there was even, like, the hint of something gross in the water, they made everyone get out of the water and then stay out until they cleaned it properly, and then they put enough chlorine to, like, offset whatever was in the water. And then I remember one time a kid shit in the pool, and they were like, we have to close for the day. Like, we need to clean it and, like, properly and put the proper amount of chlorine. And they, like, gave us all vouchers to come back another day. Yeah. But, like, shit like that, where, like, Fun Mountain, if someone shit in the pool, they'd scoop it out and be like, okay, next person down the slide.
That's true.
That's so true, right? So you can see my germaphobeness coming out. But, yeah, stuff like that, where I was just, like, I very fondly remember as a child going there often.
Yeah.
And, like, we would go with family friends and just, like, being able to, like, be in the pool all day and just, like, get really sunburned. It was, like, really fun. Or what else?
I think, while you're thinking, for me, I loved, my grandma likes to go garage sailing, and she makes a big event of garage sailing.
Yes.
And we would get up at 7 a.m., and she would drive in her van to pick up me and my cousins.
And it's like a whole day thing.
And she'd pack a cooler of so many foods and snacks.
Hell yeah.
And we'd just, like, and I remember our parents would all give us, like, money to garage sale.
Oh my God.
With.
I love that.
Yeah, and, like, we just go with her for the day and just, like, have a good time garage sailing together.
I love that.
I think the stupidest thing I've ever bought was a 3-wheeled scooter.
you just say three-wheeled scooter?
Yeah. So
were the two one wheels on the front or two wheels on the back?
Two wheels on the back. Could you imagine if it was on the front?
A rare Georgia has appeared.
Oh, oh hey, girl. Hi, baby.
What's up, bitch? She looks stressed.
She's always stressed.
Did you get your anti-anxiety meds today, honey?
She says here. Yes.
Come here. Oh, she's so cute. Anyway. Sorry, Georgia, we're recording.
It was so much fun. That yes, scooter that's a huge so thing stupid. Here.
Like yard sales and garage sales, they're in the summer, they're everywhere. And they're so much everywhere. Fun to go to. They're so much fun.
And like you can make a day out of it. As long as you have a car with AC, it makes things easier. Or yeah. When that ice cream truck shows up in like the rich areas that have huge garage sales.
Ice cream.
There's like an ice cream truck that's always there hell for some yeah, reason baby. At this corner. Oh, that was really fun.
That was good.
I loved that.
That was good.
That was really cool.
Occasionally, my family and like a family as along with a family friend, like multiple families, we would go and like rent a cabin because unfortunately, as much as I wish we had one, we don't have a cabin. So we would go and rent one for like a week or something like that, and then we would like go out, and every time it was a different cabin and a different area of Manitoba, and it was so much fun. I just like being at the beach. I like
that
being
so nice.
I just enjoy being outside as much as my skin hates it because I'm pale. I'm just like, yes, the vitamin D.
We used to have family friends that aren't family friends anymore, but they had a cabin
fuck you
out.
Guys. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I have no idea who they are.
They had a cabin out in Victoria Beach, and there was this bakery out in Victoria Beach that had these cinnamon buns and smiley face cookies and imperial cookies. And all of, like, the kids, including me, we'd get to walk there in the morning and get all, like, the bakery stuff together. Yes. And they, like, it was so nice, and they had this little like sunroom where all the kids would like we'd all sit and like off of chairs that hung from the ceiling and just like talk and be stupid and just have all the snacks. They used to do like a big turkey deep fry one of the nights we were out there.
Oh my god,
it was so intense.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When you would go to, like, the ice cream, you know, they had, like, the ice cream bicycle carts or the ice cream, like, big trucks.
Yes.
What was your ice cream of choice? What was your popsicle or ice cream of choice? Because you know how they had, like, the staples?
Yes.
Of the ones that they would get? What were the ones that you would get?
You're going to hate. There's two I liked. Okay. You're going to hate me for one of them.
What?
Okay, so the first one I liked was, like, a drumstick, like a classic, like, strawberry
there
drumstick.
There is nothing wrong with a classic drumstick. I love the good old drumstick so with, like, good. The nuts on it and the yes. caramel inside.
But the other one was the SpongeBob popsicle.
Oh, my God, that was my number one. The one with the bubblegum eyes?
Yes.
Yes, that was my number one. And my mom would always get so mad. She's like, you don't even chew the gum. What do you need it for? And I was like, it's SpongeBob, Mom.
It's SpongeBob. Popsicle.
Listen, as a kid, I was, like, so subjective to, like marketing and advertising. Like, you showed me even the stupidest advertisement. I'd be like, fuck, I need it.
Yeah.
Like, when I was, for example, when I was really young, like, maybe, like, 3-ish or around there, I would see in the store, like, all the charactered Alphagettis or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And because I associated, like, those characters with, like, the cartoons I would sometimes watch.
Yeah.
I was like, well, goddamn, Mom, I gotta have it. So I would, like, you know, ask my mom to get me, like, a can of, like, the princess or whatever type of Alphagetti.
Yeah.
And she'd get it. But the thing is, I absolutely hated Alphagetti.
Alphagetti is really gross.
It's gross. Like, any canned food, I would refuse to eat. I was like, I've always been a really picky eater. And, like, I also don't like messy foods. That's a whole other story. and so my mom, like, she only did it a couple times. And then she was like, all right, that's it. You're not picking out any food ever again. Because a couple times I forced her into it. I strong-armed her buying me Alphagetti. And she'd, like, cook it up and put it in front of me. And I would, like, look at it and play with it, my spoon, and be like, all right, I'm done. Where's my lunch? So subjective to marketing.
I
so yeah, when
that.
when I saw like the SpongeBob, or didn't they have Powerpuff Girls ones?
Probably. They probably did.
The what's it called? The popsicles?
Oh.
I feel like they had Powerpuff Girls or, like, some type of female character.
At some point, I think so, yeah.
But, yeah, the SpongeBobs were a classic, and they had those stupid bubblegum eyes that you could barely chew, snap a tooth in half.
Yes.
Oh, those were good. Or I also like the those classic popsicles where the cyclones, the red, like, white, and blue ones. Not the rockets, the cyclones, where they were, like, spinny.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was good.
I fucked with those. Those were my choices.
I think my favorite time to get ice cream was after, you might know this wading pool because we used to live in the same area.
Is it the one in the North End, like on Matheson or Lansdowne?
Yes. It's not Lansdowne because I remember walking it's Matheson, 2 blocks. Then. Yes, 2 blocks
We're triangulating yes. ourselves of where we live now. Yes.
It was on Matheson, and my mom, brother, and sister, we would all walk there.
It's the Cindy Clausen wading pool. I know this because I used to be obsessed with speed skating when I was a kid.
Oh my God.
The Cindy Clausen park/wading pool.
We would go there, and we used to have this red and blue wagon that my mom would pull my sister in. And
had a blue wagon that my mom used to pull us in. It was Winnie the Pooh themed.
That's so cute.
And we would go and we would spend all day in this stupid little kiddie pool.
Were we there at the same time?
We honestly probably were.
There was probably a good chance.
Wow. Look at this. Coming full circle.
Have you ever met a kid with an eyebrow? Like a unibrow there?
I thought you were just going to leave it at that. Hey, have you ever met a kid with an eyebrow? I've met lots of kids with lots of different eyebrows.
An eyebrow. Singular. Oh. One eyebrow. One unibrow.
Was he like a troublemaker?
Probably, I think so.
Because I remember very distinctly when I was younger and I would go, there was a kid who was maybe like a year older or two, and he would be such a troublemaker that, like, when he would show up, the lifeguard would audibly sigh. Because she, like, didn't want to deal with his bullshit.
Yeah.
And he would, like, climb up on the roof of, like, this building that I guess had all the supplies in it. And he would just be causing a huge ruckus. And I'd be sitting there with my little bathing suit. And my mom would always make me wear swim shoes. Because, again, germaphobe, public pool. And so we'd do all that. And then I would just be, like, trying to enjoy my time. And he'd be, like, splashing in this, like, literally cement, like, 2-foot kiddie pool.
Love that.
And he would... It was whack.
If this was the same kid with the unibrow, I remember telling my mom I didn't want to be friends with him because he had a unibrow. And then that became a whole thing. Bitch. I remember my dad talked to me. My dad had to have a conversation, so she went out of her way to phone my dad to tell him I said this. And he talked to me like the next
Young
day.
Young Zoe was kind of a little bitch. Young Zoe was kind of rude. Honestly, I was...
Listen, I don't want to be friends with the kid with the unibrow.
I was honestly a little snot when I was younger. It's okay. I don't blame you.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I love that. Have you ever had a babysitter? We would get babysitters in the summer sometimes, but they wouldn't last that long at our house.
No, I think I had only been babysat maybe like once or twice, but it was of like a family friend's daughter or family friend, someone that we knew. Always, it was never kind of like someone that we didn't know, because I usually would just like go to my grandma's house. Like my mom would just plop me off at my baba's house, and that would be that. But like my parents never went out. Those poor people. I've never in my entire 23 years of life, I think I've seen my parents. If I was to count how many times they've went out on, like, a date night, I wouldn't need more than 2 hands.
Aw.
They just don't. Like, my dad, little nerd, loving nerd, he, like, would go out and then would get mad that my mom didn't bring us. And my mom was like, the point of a date night is that we get away from the kids. He's like, well, why didn't we bring the kids? So he would get mad. He's like, I don't want to do this if we can't bring the kids. So we never really went out. Like, they never really went out without us. We would, like, do date nights, but bring the kids date nights. We would do things as a family.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom would always roast this shit at my dad because she'd be like, listen, man, the point of us getting out of the house is that we do it together without the children once in a while. Not that we don't want them to come, but, like, the opportunity to get out. And he's like, well, what the fuck is the point of that? They need to come.
They need to experience
They need
this.
To experience date night.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of fun family activities, fun, just a lot of water-related activities. My brother was a little sociopath with the hose. It was really cold, and he would weaponize the hose and spray the shit out of me and my friends. He was a little psycho. We have videos of him in, like, his fucking Pampers like
being psychotic.
You know, like they have those like diaper swimsuit things. Yeah, like the waterproof Pampers. Those waterproof Pampers running around with the hose in his hand like a maniac. Barely walk yet. A little psychopath.
I remember also in the summer I would go with my dad to a lot of car shows, like old car shows.
Oh hell yeah. Yes.
And he would take me
in the parking lots of a pony corral.
No, like legitimate, like it's a huge like a event, like it's an actual big event. Have you ever seen event.
Those car shows? The I smaller have. Ones though, the small just like ones, in yeah. a random parking lot somewhere they have a car show and I'm like, oh, this is just in the parking lot of like I don't know, yeah. a Walmart.
But no, these were like actual events, like it was some like we'd have to drive somewhere to go get there and there'd be like I remember we were in a like an old car parade. And we had candy, and we threw candy out the window to, like, kids on the street, because we had, like, one of the oldest, or he had one of the oldest cars, and, like, Ooh. A cool old car in the car show. And then there's, like, burnout competitions.
What is that? What are this? I don't even know what this is.
A burnout competition is when, you, like, you press the brakes, and you press the gas, and you try and make as much smoke with your, like, you do a burnout.
That doesn't sound like it's good for the car.
It's not good for the car.
Then why are we doing
and
it?
And his car got into the newspaper, because it was the oldest car in the burnout competition. And oh I think God. I still have the newspaper clipping somewhere.
Wait, yeah. I'm gonna pull a memory out from you.
Okay.
I can't believe we haven't mentioned it yet in relation to Winnipeg in summer. The Red River X.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. That's like a huge seasonal amusement thing where they like set up a bunch of rides and there's vendors and like the carnival games and
it's dirty.
It's dirty as hell. I've literally witnessed people puke and them just like hose it off and they're like, all right, yeah. keep it going. And I'm
next.
Like, nope.
Thank you, next.
Thank you, next. But it was, yeah, like you'd go when you were a kid and you'd like, your mom would never let you play the carnival games because they were all rigged, but you wanted to play them anyway.
So it was like, it took a lot of convincing. And you get the mini donuts.
And then
that's ride another is like one of the last few rides that you do.
Because you'd get absolutely soaking wet.
Yeah, and it'd be like after the hot day you go on the water ride. Yeah. That was really fun.
Oh my god, yeah.
The mouse yeah, just trap like, roller coaster.
Oh my god. I feel god. Like
you're gonna fall
Anyone
off.
Anyone who
edge.
Doesn't live in Winnipeg who listens to this is me like, all right guys, we get it. Shut up. But yeah, that's a big one for Winnipeg is the Red River X. I guess it's not gonna be open this year.
No, it's not open this year.
Oh well. Sad. Are there any before we wrap up, are there any other activities that you would suggest are good? Social distancing activities.
Yes, because this is my favorite one.
Oh, what is it?
You go in your car and you drive around all the different play structures in Winnipeg and you climb the play structures.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna do that because germs. But my I'll dad stay used
to
take car.
Us to drive us to different play structures, like five different play structures a day in the summer, and we'd climb on them, just like
hell
having a time.
Yeah, baby. Even just driving in the car with loud music. Yeah. That's fun shit. That's good shit. Or my all-time favorite childhood activity. Get yourself a sprinkler, put on a bathing suit, and just continually run through the sprinkler.
That sounds amazing.
That's like the all-time thing that I used to do. Love I used that. To be like, Dad.
Slip and slide.
Let's go, man. Set her up. Set her up. We need to get the slip and slide and the sprinkler out. Get it going. And he'd be like, again? And I'm like, get her going. My parents still
right after they pack it up and put it away. No, bring it out, bring it out.
I haven't had enough yet. My parents would consistently say, they'd be like, we had the highest water bill on the fucking street because our water was constantly going in the summer. Because that's like my brother and me it was our favorite thing to do was just like do outdoor water things. Water balloons, water guns, water sprinkler. Slip and slide. We had a Batman slip and slide, and then we had a sprinkler that was a grasshopper, but its wings were weird wiggly silicone, so the water would come out through the silicone things and it would like it would go everywhere. It was like bizarre that. But anyways, that's my number one suggestion is get that sprinkler out, baby. Even if it's meant for watering your garden, run through it. Just run it. Through it.
Do it, man.
It's so much fun. Let your dogs run through it. Let your mom run through it. Put your grandma.
If you have a trampoline, put the sprinkler underneath
you
the
just
trampoline.
Pulled another memory out of my brain. We used to put dish soap on the spring on the trampoline and then put a bunch of water and then would get super slippery. So it was like a trampoline slip and slide.
Oh my God,
so
I love that.
Zip that net up and then you would just go ham.
That sounds amazing.
Or you can sleep out on the trampoline.
I want to do that, but because I sleepwalked a lot when I was younger, my dad's like, you can't do that. Yeah, you had weird
sleepwalking shit going on.
Yeah.
Our trampoline got eaten by the squirrels when it was in the shed. So fuck you, Manitoba squirrels. I don't have a trampoline anymore. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, bitches.
Anyways, I guess we'll let you guys go have fun summer activities. Be safe. Do that thing. Run through that sprinkler. If you have any questions, comments, concerns.
Don't contact us.
No, please contact us. Our email is bitchingandwhiningpodcast@gmail.com. No I in bitching. Our Instagram is bitching.and.whining. And our very neglected Facebook is bitching and whining.
And our episode next week is 2.0.
Our paranormal episode 2.0. We're going to do another one. This time we're going to tell some stories that aren't ours, along with stories that are ours.
Yes. Baby.
A little bit of both worlds, a little bit of best of both worlds, and the wise words of Hannah Montana. We get the best of both worlds.
All right, let's cut. Let's cut it.
We're cutting it? Yeah, okay. You can't tell me to cut.
Fucking cut it.
I have the laptop. I have the power. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.